the powerful process of gratitude. Dr. Joe Vitale.
What can you do right now to begin to turn your life around? I'll tell you two or three things. Start making a list of things to be grateful for. Start with that, because this shifts your energy. It starts to shift your thinking. Where before this exercise, you might be focusing on what you don't have, and you might be focusing on your complaints, and you might be focusing on whatever the problems are. When you do this exercise, you start to go in a different direction. You start to be grateful for all the things that you feel good about.
If it is a new thought to you that gratitude brings your whole mind into closer harmony with the creative energies of the universe, consider it well, and you will see that it is true. Wallace Wattles.
Marcy Shimoff.
Gratitude is absolutely the way to bring more into your life.
Dr. John Gray, psychologist, author, and international speaker.
Every man knows that when his wife's appreciating him for the little things he does, what does he want to do? He wants to do more. It's always about appreciation. It pulls things in. It attracts support.
Dr. John DeMartini.
I've said for many years that whatever we think about and thank about, we bring about.
James Ray.
Because that's that feeling that you have to have, you know. And so for me, it's been such a powerful exercise every morning to get up and say thank you. Every morning when my feet hit the floor, thank you. And then I start running through what I'm grateful for as I'm going to brush my teeth and do the things I do in the morning. And I'm not just thinking about them and doing some rote routine, but I'm putting it out there and I'm feeling the feelings of gratitude.
The day we filmed James Ray sharing his powerful exercise of gratitude is one I will never forget. From that day on, I made James's process my life. Every morning, I do not get out of bed until I have felt the feelings of gratitude for this brand new day and all I'm grateful for in my life. Then as I get out of bed, when one foot touches the ground, I say thank, and you as my second foot touches the ground. With each step I take on my way to the bathroom, I say thank you. I continue to say and feel thank you as I'm showering and getting ready. By the time I'm ready for the day, I have said thank you hundreds of times. As I do this, I'm powerfully creating my day and all that it'll contain. I am setting my frequency for the day and intentionally declaring the way I want my day to go, rather than stumbling out of bed and letting the day take control of me. There is no more powerful way to begin your day than this. You are the creator of your life, and so begin by intentionally creating your day. Gratitude was a fundamental part of the teachings of all the great avatars throughout history. In the book that changed my life, The Science of Getting Rich, written by Wallace Wattles in 1910, gratitude is its longest chapter. Every teacher featured in The Secret uses gratitude as part of his or her day. Most of them begin their day with thoughts and feelings of gratitude. Joe Sugarman, a wonderful man and successful entrepreneur, watched the film The Secret and contacted me. He told me his favorite part was the gratitude process and that his use of gratitude had contributed to all he had achieved in his life. With all the success Joe has attracted to himself, he continues to use gratitude every single day, even for the smallest things. When he gets a parking space, he always says and feels thank you. Joe knows the power of gratitude and all it has brought to him, and so gratitude is his way of life. With all that I've read, and with all that I've experienced in my own life using The Secret, the power of gratitude stands above everything else. If you only do one thing with the knowledge of The Secret, use gratitude until it becomes your way of life.